welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, we have Kyle Dennis. Always excited to talk to Kyle, one of my favorite people just as a human being, but also a phenomenal trader and teacher. And we get Kyle on the show this week because recently Kyle has passed an incredible mark, I think, for any person, but particularly any trader. And that is Kyle has passed the $10 million profit mark in trading. And so I want to have him on to trace his journey, to tell him more about the wisdom along that path, and pretty much just to congratulate him. So Kyle, welcome again to the Wealthwise Podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always fun, and I'm really excited.
Well, Kyle, first and foremost, congratulations on passing that mark. And I'll start by just asking, how does that feel? Is it like another day, or is it like, wow, this is something? I mean, tell us how old you are, you know, when that happened.
I mean, I'm 30 right now. Just happened across the mark like last week or so. It's weird. It's kind of a double two-folded thing. On one hand, it's like I look at it and I'm so darn excited and it's amazing and I can't believe it. But on the other hand, it was just like when I passed it that day, it was just another normal trading day. So I guess that's what happens when you start doing the same job over and over and over again. You get used to the routine, but it's good. I always like to take a look back and remember where I came from and how I felt back in the day compared to now. And that's what always makes me excited.
As you look back as a 30-year-old now, and you're and you're looking at $10 million of profit. First question to you is, what would you have told yourself when you first got started? Hey, you will get here one day, and this is what it takes. What would you have gone back and told yourself along that journey?
Well, it's funny. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought I'd made $10 million trading. But looking back on it, there was just so many times where losses I had or a bad day just made me feel like giving up. And I would tell myself to just have a better positive outlook and to obviously not want to give up and things will be all right, and to focus on bettering my strategies versus being upset or letting a trade or a position ruin my day. I remember back in the day too. Nowadays, I'm a little bit more calm with my trading, but when I would have losses and stuff like that, I'd really beat myself up. I'd get mad, yell at my computer, even though it's just like an inanimate object. And I would just tell myself to relax a little bit. I guess when I've made more now, any individual position doesn't bother me as much. But emotions are a big thing in trading. And I would just tell myself to try to stay a little bit more calm and focus on the strategies rather than getting too emotionally involved at the beginning, because that's what led me to some losses right out of the gate.
I think you bring up an incredible point about emotions. Talk to us practically about how you learn to control those, especially in the face of losses.
You know, I think it really just ends up being with a lot of things, just repetition, experience, and time. As I started making more money and had a lot more winning positions and losing positions, things just became more normal. I always relate it to a story. I used to work as an EMT. And my first day on the job, we went to go do a heart attack, and I had to do the CPR, and it was my first time doing it. But then the guys that were driving the ambulance, it was just like, I don't know, maybe they've had 100 of these calls before. And it just, since they had done it so many times, it was just another day at the office for them. And that's what it was like with trading, is that just at the beginning, I remember my heartbeat would get really fast when I entered a position. And then nowadays, you know, 7-8 years later, I can enter a position and go to the kitchen, get some breakfast or something, come back and not really worry about it as much and be more honed in on my strategy versus being too worried.
So what I hear you saying is that just the more you do it, the more kind of time gives you comfort around what you're doing, and that each loss or each win is just kind of one more in the string of many trades. So would you say that it's perspective that's given you the ability to be a little bit more emotionally stable when it comes to trading?
Yeah, I think perspective and just amount of times that I've done trades, I've done thousands of trades, you know, just like a sports player, you know, a basketball guy, they ask him to take the last shot. Maybe the first one he does is very nerve wracking, but after, you know, 15 years playing and they ask you to take the last shot, you have a, you know, veins of cold blood and you just go in there and take the shot. That's kind of similar with a lot of things in life, but that to me, you can't really fix it too much. You just have to keep going through the trenches. And after a couple of years doing it, it gets a little bit more normal.
I think it's really huge for some of our listeners to hear is that you can't rush that, that it just takes time in trades, time in trading, time and experience where eventually in time you get to cool down and calm down and take your emotions out of it. But of course, you know, what that requires, Kyle, is surviving, right? Is not blowing up your account, is not going by the wayside and giving up. So what are some of the tips and tricks even that you learned early on to be able to preserve capital? I know there was a time at which, you know, you'd lost a good chunk of money in your initial account. When that happened, what did you think about? What did you do, you know, mentally and even practically to say, hey, how do I stop this and turn it around before it gets too late?
Yeah, so right at the beginning, I lost half my account, like $8,000. I had about a $15,000 account. And that was the point where I thought, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. I don't know what in the world I'm doing. I'm losing money and losing my savings that I worked so hard to save up. So when I lost about half my account, it really made me sit down and think, why am I taking these trades that I'm taking? Why are they leading to losses? And what am I missing here? Because there's no reason why the market is open every day and it can be green. And it was even green in the year that I first started for the entire year. And I'm sitting down here 50%. So it just logically, I was like, what the heck am I doing wrong? And that's where I took a step back and really focused on the educational aspect, trying to learn why stocks move up. And I came across focusing on biotech stocks at the time and catalyst events. And that really helped me. But that story is different for everybody. You interview a ton of different traders on here, and it's really about finding a strategy that works for you. And that could be different for everybody. And then once you find it, it's like you opened up a gold mine because you can really hone in on that strategy and then start to leverage it. And when I first started, I didn't have a strategy. I was trying a lot of different things with large sizes of shares without really having anything to back it up of why I thought it could work. I just was putting money to work and hoping for the best. And that's not a strategy.
How did you ultimately come to identify that your initial strategy was the thing that was going to get you to that next level? Because I love that advice there. I think so often new traders just throw so much mud at the wall until their account's depleted, then they quit. Versus actually saying, hey, how do I hone in and get one thing right and good and use that thing? How did you come to your thing? Like, what was it about that kind of gave you the encouragement or the insight to say, I'm just going to focus on this until I've really got this down, then I can expand?
Right. Yeah. So I wanted to find something that was something that I could point to and go, okay, this happened and here's the reason why, like a fundamental reason, and then look for new ideas in that sector. That happened to be catalyst for me, which was like upcoming trials and whatnot for these biotech stocks. And the price of the companies and the shares increased into these trials. And how I came across it was just a little bit lucky. I had a biology degree, so I just navigated towards that sector. So it was a little bit of luck involved in terms of coming to that strategy. But I found that routinely, these stocks would go up into these biotech events. And I started trying to do it with small share size to see, like, kind of like a proof of concept you would do or a market test you would do as a business. I just did small share size so that I could test certain things and see if what I was doing, you know, I thought could lead to a higher percentage of wins versus what I was doing before was just picking weird stocks that I knew nothing about and throwing mud at the wall, like you said. I really wanted to focus on looking at stocks and going, why is this one going to go up? What's upcoming in the future? And can I try to repeat this over and over again? And one of the big things I did in my at the beginning was when I started doing that, I went to school. I got a three-hole punch. I got a binder, and I would print out the charts. I'd print out the fundamental reasons why I wanted to own something. I would write down my plan, because before, when I had no plan, I was just all over the place and there was no reasoning for anything. And then once I started to do that and develop a plan, kind of like a business plan for each trade, then I started to find that I could repeat my success more often. And that's where things started to take off a little bit for me.
Kyle, what I love about that and what makes it very clear is that how you got to this $10 million mark is that you didn't go into this saying, well, I'm going to trade. Why do I want to trade? So I can be rich. Versus saying like, well, why do I want to trade? What am I going to do here in the beginning? What is the goal? Well, the goal is to kind of take notes, observe what's working, try. And then once I get something, like once something proves itself, I'm picturing you with that three-ring binder, right? once something can catch, then I'm going to press into that. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what I think is so valuable about finding different strategies. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff at Raging Bull with people with different strategies, and finding one that works for you, because there's so many different avenues and niches in the market that all you really have to do is find one that you find is profitable and then push on it, because this is such a big world, a big economy. There's so much money flying around, and you just have to find that little tiny niche, because that little tiny niche could mean the world to you.
Once you found that edge, that thing that was profitable, that strategy that started to make money, how did that feel?
Oh, it felt great. Because I mean, I still think, you know, you mentioned at the beginning, hitting $10 million, how did that feel? Or hitting $1 million, how did that feel? It felt nothing into the comparison of when I found this first strategy and I got back to break even from down $8,000. I remember the day when I got back to break even. That was probably the best feeling of all my stock trading ever, because it was when you're down, it just really pushes you, your mental, your whole life down with it. When you have all these losses, and kind of embarrassing too. So when I got back to break even, that was just the best. And knowing that I found something that I thought could start to put me in the positive, felt really, really good.
So I'm sure the question everyone's asking me, what I'm curious about, how do you get from break even, which when you talk about $10 million is kind of funny, but everyone's got a story, right? A journey to get there. How do you go from break even to 10 million? I mean, how do you scale, I think is the question. Is it little by little there, or do you feel like over time you learned when to kind of push more chips to the center of the table?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of threefold. One, once you find an initial strategy that works, then you can start to leverage it up. You can put more money and just have larger amounts of positions, larger shares. You get more confidence, so you have more activity. So that always just helps, just finding one thing to push you forward. And that's usually pretty good just for the average person out there wanting some supplemental income. But then once I started gaining more confidence and leveraging it up a little bit more, I figured out when basically to bet more on these positions and also to expand to other strategies. So it wasn't till 2015, I had a full-time job until 2015. It wasn't till then that I, you know, decided to trade full-time. And that time allowed me to expand to other strategies, do other things, and then leverage those strategies up. So what I make sometimes in a week today is something that took me an entire year when I first started. And that just has to do with having more money to put to work, more understanding, more experience, and more strategies. And I'm still looking for more. I hope there is more stuff out there.
How do you move to the next strategy? Like, how do you really start to get the you know, going from firing on a few cylinders to every cylinder?
Yeah, it's just testing with what at the time for you is a small position size. I always like, you know, people say paper trade. I'm not really a fan of paper trading. I really like putting, even if it's just one share or one option contract, I like trying with something that's not too meaningful of size for me and just trying it out. So for example, like just recently, I've been trying to capture some option premium by selling some options ahead of some earnings for stocks that are really high. So one that I'm looking at right now is AMD. I'm thinking AMD has really gone up from like 60 to 70 in prior to earnings. Maybe I can sell some call options and capture some premium. and see if this can be a repeatable strategy for me that has high chances of success, where I can start to build. I don't think it'll be a huge profit bucket for me, but maybe I can start building some profits on that. And I just do it with something really small, 5 option contracts for me, so that it doesn't worry me too much and I can test it out. So always just experimenting with new things and not being scared to lose a little bit when you try something, because there's a lot to be learned. And if you find something that's your next honeypot, then it becomes really huge for the future.
So it sounds like the process that you went through to even find your first strategy is the process you continued to try and find each one after that, and then just ratchet it up piece by piece.
Yeah, exactly. And when I first started with the biotech strategy, for example, if I had a 3,000 share position, that made my heart go crazy and my blood pump and sweating. But now if I have 3,000 shares, it just doesn't worry me as much. And now I have much bigger position size. So it's all just the same process of finding something good, leveraging it up, trying to make as much as you can, and finding something new, and then just keep adding different profit buckets over time. And that's really what I think has led to my growth through all this.
I'm sure it's not what a lot of people like to hear, but it sounds like it's the slow and steady approach that wins the race here, by discovering what works, refining it over time, and then kind of continuing to pump into it as it continues to prove itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if that's the way life is in almost everything, whether it's just an office job, you don't just walk in and you're the CEO of a company, or you make a company, you just don't sell millions of dollars of products right out of the gate. It's a same with trading. It's just a long journey, and you learn through time and you get better.
Well, on your way to $10 million, Kyle, like, what were things that you just didn't foresee? Things that kind of came about or that were surprising to you that others who haven't got there or really want to try and get there would say and might be surprised by as well?
I think the emotional journey of learning about yourself, like, and the risk tolerances that you're able to or not able to take is pretty interesting. So like my best day of trading ever was I made $163,000, and I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that. And my worst losing day, I lost like $180,000. And if you told me either of those high or low points years ago, I wouldn't believe you, but I don't think I could have emotionally handled it at all to make or lose that much money in a single day. And a lot of times too, I think I just learned a lot about myself along the way, just being able to deal with the ups and downs and not letting my job really affect my day-to-day. But also from a bigger point, just understanding how much money is out there, how many strategies there are, how many traders there are, how a $1 billion fund is a small fund, and me trading with my account may seem large to people, but I'm just a small fish, and there's so much more room to grow, and there's not really a ceiling. And that's what I've always liked about trading.
I mean, so true, right? Like, we're talking about $10 million right now. We could be talking about 20 in a couple of years, just because of the opportunity that exists there. So what's your focus now, Kyle? I mean, it doesn't sound like money has ever been the focus. Doesn't sound like you've got to that place like, you know what, I'm going to make $10 million. It seems like this has been very process oriented. What is your focus now that you've crossed that path, or now that you've crossed that mark and you have this kind of continued path before you?
It's funny. It's almost the same as when I started. I'm just trying to find new strategies. I'm trying to get better at the ones that I have built and have done since the beginning, find new ones and continue to push forward, which is funny why it's like $10 million is a great milestone and I wouldn't have ever dreamt it. But at the same time, it's just like, well, it's another day at the office. Hopefully I'm here talking about $20 million one day, and that will mean that I'm doing my job right. So it's about building, but also protecting the strategies that I have and making sure that I'm not doing anything too nutty, that now that I found some success, and just continuing forward and trying to look at it as more of a day-to-day thing than trying to find something, the next amazing thing. Just trying to stay humbled, trying to keep on going forward with the same processes that I've been doing.
Right. Process driven. Well, what's one or two pieces of wealth wisdom you could give to listeners out there who think about this, who hear your story, from a security guard, right? And who want to get there too. What's two or three things you'd say?
I think that anybody can do this. Not necessarily, you don't need to be the $10 million prophet, but I do think that with time and effort, and if you treat this adventure like a business, you take it seriously and you set small goals for yourself, small profit goals or small milestones for yourself that anybody can build and become profitable. And even if it's just, I want some extra supplemental income, which is how I started. I never thought I would do this full time. There's so much upside, but it is difficult. 9 out of 10 people fail because they don't treat it like a business. They don't treat it very seriously. So you need to be serious about this, treat it as a business. And if you do, and you have the passion, that I truly believe there's not really a educational aspect in a way that will hold you back. Anybody can understand the markets. There's plenty of resources out there and YouTube, books, sites that you can learn from. And that's how I started. So I didn't know anything about this in college. They didn't teach me anything. So I really do believe with enough determination, anybody can make it possible.
What could you tell traders to expect when it comes to this journey? If they want to get on this journey, what are a few things they can expect along the way so they're not surprised when they get there?
I think that at the beginning, there's going to be a lot of bumps in the road, because just like anything else, you start to play a sport, you play video games, you start lifting weights, whatever it is. It's always hard at the beginning when you don't know too much. So there's a learning curve to be had at the beginning. And what I found in the first like 3 years of me trading and doing this is that I would look back on the previous year mentally and go, wow, I really knew nothing back then. You know, praise the Lord that I was able to make some money. I didn't know as much as I know now. There's so much more to learn. So I would expect a little bit of bumpiness at the beginning. And that's why I like to recommend, don't think about the get rich quick overnight stuff. Think of it as a long-term career opportunity and big door that can be opened if you learn. And to try to keep your head up and stick through it at the beginning, because a lot of mistakes are going to be made simply because you don't know all the information and haven't gone through all the ups and downs of education yet.
Process-driven, future-focused, lots of perspective. That's how you get to $10 million. Is that right, Kyle?
Yep, basically, yep.
So last question I have for you here. You're 30. You've gotten to 10 million bucks in your trading. The thing I love most about what you do is how passionate you are to help people learn to do the same. What do you think these next, you know, how many years did it take you to get here?
I started trading, like picking up my first book in like 2012.
So 8 years. Where do you hope to be in 8 years, Kyle?
Well, I'm hoping I continue to make this type of money, and I'm talking to you 8 years from now at $20 million. But one thing that I've learned is from the beginning is, like I talked about, setting small goals. So I really only try to look for like the next 6 months, next 12 months, and just try to keep the train going because the market changes on you. You don't want to get too cocky. And so I genuinely hope that I'm at $20 million or something 8 years from now, but I try to just stay focused on the next trade and focused on the process of it all.
Process and focus, smaller time frames, and really not, you know, having money out in front of you. I love it, Kyle. You're a humble guy, and really appreciate you and the way you approach both life and trading and the way in which you encourage and teach your students. So, hey, thanks so much. Congratulations on the $10 million mark. And I'm sure that the next $10 million is not that far around the corner.
I hope so. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast. To discover more episodes and to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.